Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. In the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is Street Fighter. It is a 1994 action film based on the popular video game series starring Jean-Claude Van Damme and Raul Julia. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie wasn't my cup of tea. I actually enjoyed the first 30 minutes of this film quite a lot, but it really gets bogged down and loses momentum. In the end, as a whole, I can't recommend it. What about you?
I really wanted to like this movie. I think it's so close to being a good bad movie, but for me, it just doesn't pull it off in the end.
So Tim, for folks who haven't seen the film, tell them about it.
The film follows the exploits of Colonel Guile and about a dozen other characters as they attempt to take down the megalomaniacal warlord General M. Bison. The M is very important for some reason.
It's said all the time.
Michael, you say this wasn't your cup of tea. Please give us a few reasons why.
Well, as I said in my intro, Tim, the first 30 minutes of this movie are actually pretty good, but it gets bogged down almost immediately. It gets stuck into doing some subplots, and in the end, it loses almost all momentum and falls flat.
I definitely agree. The film really starts out with this great gonzo kind of energy, but immediately they start introducing character after character after character, and they don't have stories, they don't have arcs. It's just a game of remember this guy from the game, remember this guy from the game. It doesn't work for me.
I think what you're identifying there was one of the huge problems. They were trying to make this movie really be an homage to the Street Fighter game, and so if you played the game and knew all the characters, you'd see all the familiar faces. But they also tried to make it accessible to a general viewer, so they tried to make a sweeping war epic lay on top of all of that. In the end, to accomplish both of those things was too broad, and they weren't able to do it.
You're absolutely right. They're going for this big war epic, but they don't have the budget for a big war epic, so it really falls flat as a war movie, and it falls flat as a character movie. It just doesn't walk that line and doesn't work very well.
Another thing, too, that's worth noting, Tim, is the movie's called Street Fighter, and there weren't any street fights. In fact, during most of the movie, whenever a fight's about to start, it gets interrupted or we cut away. We actually don't get to see a lot of the action, and that was disappointing to me.
When you've got an action movie that's afraid of showing action, you got nothing. Michael, was there anything about the film that worked for you?
That over-the-top fun start, it honestly was really great. I laughed a lot. I thought it was fun. It was quirky. It was different. Jean-Claude Van Damme apparently was coked out of his mind during the filming, and he's all in, and it was a lot of fun. We lost that about 30 minutes in, but that part I really enjoyed.
For me, a good bad movie has to have somebody in the production who is 1,000% committed. And in this movie, that's Raul Julia. He is giving an epic performance. He's going all in. He's giving some of the worst dialogue I've ever heard, but he's doing it in a very Shakespearean way. And he's treating it with utmost respect and conviction. I love that. I really love him in this movie. For me, he is not enough to overcome the flaws and the problems of the film, but it's close. Michael, when would you recommend the film?
If you were a big fan of the Street Fighter genre, you'd probably like this movie. You'd see a lot of familiar faces, and you might get some joy out of it. But I can't recommend this movie, and especially if you're not a fan of Street Fighter, you're not going to like it. What about you?
No, I definitely agree. It's not a recommendation for me. Almost, and I would definitely recommend checking out Raul Julia's performance on YouTube. I know there are compilations of his performance on there. He is so good, and he's so worthwhile. But for me, the whole movie is a miss. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.